Mexico is not the only country where allegations of vote rigging have led to protests and instability. In Iran, there were charges of electoral fraud in 2009. Some Iranians dismissed those charges. Others felt they were justified. Barbara Slavin remembers that election well. She's a longtime Iran watcher and a friend of the show.
Well, there were very credible allegations of fraud. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who was then the president, was running for re-election, and they announced that he had won in an obscenely short amount of time, something like a couple of hours. And of course, Iran at the time had paper ballots. It was no one believed that he had actually won. The margin of victory was also very high, even though the opposing candidates had a great deal of popularity. It led to the biggest political crisis in Iran since the 1979 revolution. Massive demonstrations that were put down with force and with multiple arrests. It was a huge crisis.
And in that instance, how did the opposition, what did they say about the election? How did they respond?
They believed that the election had been stolen from them. As I said, there were massive public protests. They went on for months and really did not die down for a couple of years. And there is still a belief among many that the true winner was a man named Mir Hossein Mousavi. Instead, he was put under house arrest along with another candidate, Mehdi Karoubi, and they're still under house arrest in Iran all these years later. So it was very dramatic. It was very traumatic. I certainly hope and do not assume that the United States will go through anything like that.
How are people in Iran following the campaign?
Very closely. They love our elections. I mean, I was there in 2008 when people were riveted by Barack Obama versus Hillary Clinton. And so now, I mean, this is an incredible drama, obviously. They're following it very closely. They're watching the debates, which apparently are being shown live with Farsi translation. Of course, the outcome could affect Iran. It could affect whether the nuclear deal survives. I think it's fair to say that Donald Trump is not beloved in Iran, although some hardline elements probably would prefer him to win because he would be an easier foil for the Iranian government. Clinton is not entirely trusted either. She has been much more hawkish, at least in her rhetoric on Iran, even though she was in the Obama administration during a time of outreach to Iran and negotiations.
Barbara, I'm curious, you've observed a lot of Iranian elections and, you know, it's a very different process, but there's also been a lot of reaction and ups and downs after them. And so in our own American election, when you hear talk about kind of not respecting the results, how does it make you feel?
The Iranians have something called a Guardian Council, which vets all their candidates for office. It eliminates, frankly, many people we would like to see run, but it also eliminates frivolous candidates who have no qualifications for the job of president or the job of member of parliament. And there have been a lot of jokes, you know, that the United States could use a Guardian Council to prevent someone as unqualified as Donald Trump from running for such a high office. Obviously, we don't need a Guardian Council here, but it is an interesting point of view. So all I can say is this very sad and dispiriting campaign that we've had in the U.S., all the vulgarity, has really, I think, diminished our image in the world. People, you know, can say now that our democracy is not exactly a model. And if, God forbid, anyone was to challenge the results of our election or allege massive fraud, I think that would be even more damaging to our image in the world.
Barbara Slavin is acting director of the Future of Iran Initiative at the Atlantic Council. She's also the author of a book on Iran-U.S. relations. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you very much.